Yo.
My man, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, bro. What's going on?
Oh, we good now. Not much, man, bro. We live.
We live, live?
I mean, we live. It's being recorded. We good. We good to
What's
go.
going on, man? You know, MGM, prime, one of prime dudes in the building right now, Sir Spaz. You know what I'm saying? Don't get lost in the wave, even though you're trying to catch the wave. You feel what I'm saying?
Feel what I'm saying? My man. So, yo, this is my man, Sir Spaz, you know, another team member of NGMG. My man has been going in for how long you been rapping now, bro?
Man, I say find like logistically rapping, getting music and money and stuff like that with it, about a year and some change. But rapping like a general, like just spit years, man. Yeah.
Yeah, just with the boys ciphering, right? But yeah, brother. So what's going on with some of your new work? What do we got going on right now?
Man, I'm father, daddy duties, man. You know what I'm saying? Typical day in the life of a black man, like a father. You know, just kicking it. I'm chilling right now. It's a Friday, so I ain't gonna do too much of nothing right now. I'm gonna just kick it and, you know, enjoy my family.
Absolutely, brother. I mean, you know, congratulations with that, and you're blessed with a beautiful baby girl, right?
Yeah, beautiful baby girl by the name of Milani Latte Garvin. You know what I'm saying? So
that's awesome, my guy. I'm proud. I'm happy for you, my man. I'm happy for you.
Appreciate
so
it.
why don't you tell some of the listeners, you know, and the fans listening in, you know, where you're from. If you want to give a little quick background, just so they can kind of get into your music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get what you're saying. Well, first and foremost.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, first and foremost, I come from Savannah, Georgia, low country town, you know what I'm saying, close to the coast of Florida, you know what I'm saying, but come from Savannah, kind of ventured out into Atlanta after high school, where I got my connections with Nicky Bonds, of course, and my connections with, you know, a lot of other people like SYS and YGB, my dudes, and everything. Like, I know all these people through going to Atlanta. That one trip to Atlanta, jumping off the porch, was kind of that big stepping stone for me. And it didn't, like...
Absolutely.
It didn't, like, manifest, like, a success rate for me, but it made my connections for the success in the light that people is not finna see me in. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm an individual artist, but I cross-promote through, you know, my other artists that I deal with. Because that's how it's really supposed to go. I don't want to be a slave to these new, you know, these white folks, man. You know.
Yeah, of course not, bro. I mean, you know, you brought up a great point, bro. It's all about the networking. Even though it might have not blew you up right away, it still connected you with those people.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And it gave you an outlet where you can get creative with other artists and you can go through those creative juices and you can find your flow and you can mess around with your flow and you can try different syllables and different type of bar delivery and find yourself as an artist, bro. Because when I first met, like, I'm going to be real, like, and the fans listening, like, this man right here helped me with my delivery when I first met him 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, me and this man Spaz have been through, you know, a lot together. We've been rocking hard for 2 years. So, like, you know, when I say this man is a writer, and not even he can freestyle. He can go in the booth and
blow
the top if he has to.
Yeah, of course.
But like this man, just what he was able to teach me, and what I was able to learn from him, and how I was able to apply that to my craft, and where it took me, and now it's time to get Spaz with me and, you know, on the same level and get him up to the verification level and you know, an NGMG and get everything going. So I give credit to Spaz because I give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
And Spaz is one hell of an artist for all the listeners right now. You guys really, really, really need to go check him out. Once again, yo, Spaz, give him the IG handle. Give him the IG handle.
You can find me anywhere on any platform. Same name everywhere. I don't do, you know, the underscores and stuff like that, but it's simple. Surf Spaz, LSURFSPAZZ. You feel what I'm saying? And that's everywhere, anywhere that you can find me with that name. You know what I'm saying? So, there was another topic I want to get it on with. Was
yeah,
that,
for sure, bro. That's why I love the podcast, man. We could talk about anything.
Yeah. I think a lot of artists these days need to know the severity and like investing into themselves and their craft. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think a lot of upcoming artists realize that these artists that they see now in the industry, they don't think that they invested much, or you know what I'm saying? It could just be overlooked so quick. And I just say this because some of the people that I cross paths with in the studio areas and, you know, spaces, they just come to the studio and they might know the dude who owns the studio. So they look for, you know, handouts and such.
Yeah,
and, and it's like, it starts off like one dude might be like that owns the studio might be like, yeah, you good, bro. You ain't got to pay me like first time. But then the next time you come, you don't come with no money. The first time you may have came with some money in your pocket, but since he said it was okay, it becomes like a common thing for you to use this person. And both of y'all have something to offer to each other. And why not invest into each other so y'all could expand, you know, that position y'all in and grow from that. And a lot exactly. of people would take advantage unintentionally just because they have bad habits of like just, you know, crutching on people, like using people
exactly.
for crutch. But
yep.
that goes like a bank. You know, you could take out the bank, but eventually if you don't never put nothing back into it, you go bankrupt.
Exactly. That's the easiest formula. And people, you know, and you bring up a great point where you're saying, you know, I'm a big believer. And, you know, since you met me, you know that I believe in unity, right?
Yeah.
When I'm working with people, I believe that power comes in numbers. You could only do so much on your own.
Yeah.
But if you have a team behind you,
exactly.
and you could talk to any major PA&R guy, any major exec label guy, they're going to tell you all of these big, big time artists right now, they have a good team behind them. It's a marketing team, a PR team.
And I want you to elaborate what makes that word good. Like, what's a good team member? Elaborate on that for these folks, man, on this podcast. What's
a good
team member? Because they think it's just being around. Some people think it's just being around. And no, bro, you could be around and hurt me more of not doing nothing.
See, a good team member is someone who's loyal, who's going to put just the same amount of work effort that you're putting in.
Exactly.
That's going to help you. If, for example, if, you know, if you got $1,000 to promote your record, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say your boy is with you on that record.
Yeah.
You would hope that they could at least match you or go half.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what we were bringing up before with you got to invest in yourself, right?
Yes.
Because
and I feel like it's to the point now, like, you got to invest into yourself now because you could have that one artist that comes in that studio and say, yeah, man, I got you when I blow up. But the producer or the engineer that's there at the time, say you don't blow up, he needs some reassurance for, you know, the time. Until that happens, because if you don't, I already got my money. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, he needs some type of compensation.
Exactly.
So you got to take care of the people.
I don't watch dudes come in the studio and they'll have the weed man pull up and they'll get everything that they need to just make a song. You need all these, you know, influences to make a song, but you wouldn't put $10, $20 or whatever towards
towards the engineer.
Yeah, because you know him. You know what I'm saying? Or you feel me? You feel like you're going to blow and you don't. You know what I'm saying? And that's not enough.
Not compensating for their time.
Yeah, exactly. And time is a valuable thing. Everybody's time is valuable. Nobody's time is not, you know, less valuable than the other.
Exactly. And then I think it comes back to also a respect factor.
Exactly.
I think some people do it, like you said, unintentionally.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's an unintentional thing. Because I see the looks on their faces. When like people say something about paying after they just got accustomed to not paying, and they'll be like, "Bro, so you gonna charge me? What?
Right?
Well,
yeah,
you can't look at me as I'm charging you. You gotta look at it as you just investing into your craft. So if you ain't never invested nothing, when stuff don't make you really don't have nothing to lose behind it. That's probably why you're not going as hard or not in the position you in. Because if you done invested yada yada such a dollars into yourself, you're going to make sure something happened with your name. You know what I'm saying? But you getting all these freebies and all these free songs recorded, you ain't
you're not as hungry.
You're not as hungry at all because it's given to you.
Exactly. It might probably give you a little bit of a big head too.
Exactly.
Because you're not paying for much, but you're also not as hungry because you're saying, I don't got to put much money down. So
yeah, it's no loss.
In the long term, that means you're also not putting down on your marketing. You're not putting down for your Spotify marketing, advertising, Facebook advertising, Instagram advertising.
Exactly.
Instagram promotional pages. Like, that's
sometimes
a lot of
you
got
to pay for that extra push to be, you know, seen in different, like, areas that you can't do by yourself.
Exactly. Well, it's not, you do have to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you don't have that clout,
like, if you don't do it, it's not, no, I'm sorry. Like, me and you talk about this all the time privately on the phone, right?
Yeah.
I say to you all the time, what do I say? I say, you could be the dopest rapper out, like the dopest, newest rapper, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have
the numbers behind you,
if you don't, not even numbers, just we'll go real foundational.
Yeah.
If you don't have, number one, if you don't have the resources, say you're a 17-year-old kid from a low-income area and you don't even have the money to buy equipment or you don't have the money to even pay for studio time,
mm-hmm.
right there, you're out of luck, right?
Exactly.
So it's like, number one, it's hard now because you need the resources. And that's always been, even in the 90s, it was even harder because not only it was hard to get audio equipment back then. It's not how it is now where, you know, Joe Blow can go to Guitar Center and buy a mic and download Logic to his Mac and he can record himself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it wasn't like anybody that. Anybody could be an engineer at this point, like even record their own music.
Exactly. But it's like, that's not going to take you anywhere. Because you gotta invest in everything that comes with it. Like when you listen to these big guys like 50 and like all these business guys, they're constantly investing in themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like it's a return. It's like you reap what you sow.
Exactly. It's the return on investment, ROI. And like that's why, like, you know me, like how what I did for myself, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I kind of want to, like, try to help newer artists. Because,
yeah.
Like, you know, what
even
I was
even when you was a new artist yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, a year ago when I was a new artist and I had no followers and nothing. But, like, what I was able to do in the last 6 months just by
yourself.
You know, getting verified on Instagram, you know, getting verified on Spotify, getting verified on Apple Music, you know what I'm saying, on all platforms now, like – the only reason that happened, though, I'm not saying, hey, I have a lot of passion in my craft and I think I get better every day as a writer and a rapper. And I think it's only the beginning for me. So I'm not going to come out here saying I think I'm the dopest motherfucker out because I'm a humble dude. But like the energy and the passion I put in my craft will take me, because the old saying, hard work beats talent if talent doesn't work hard. Right. And I know dudes that, I'm going to be real with you, I know dudes that I've even met through you or dudes around me that might be a little bit nicer, or like just naturally a better rapper than me.
Yeah.
Right?
But they ain't verified yet.
They aren't verified. I'm verified. I got 300,000 followers.
That's how it worked.
I got a million streams. I got a million streams in 3 months.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that's all I've released music. And these people don't even have, you know, 3,000 monthly listeners. Let alone, you know, 800 streams on a song. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's the point that I think a lot of newer artists, especially young kids, if you're listening, like, if you're working and you saving up money, like, that's the good thing to do because the only person you're going to have in the end is yourself. And you got to, like, learn how to invest in your craft and look out for negative, toxic people in the music industry that's going to want to take advantage of you also.
Yes, and that's mental health is a big thing in this music industry. Like, it's so many people coping with some type of pain, and music is a way to cope with pain as it's a way of venting with rhythm. That's what
it's called expressive therapy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So you express yourself, so it's a burden off your shoulders when you get something off your chest. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of drugs.
It's cathartic.
Yeah.
That's what cathartic, that's Freudian. I'm not trying to get nerdy, but that's straight Freudian psychology. So catharsis literally means, that's just a fancy word for saying venting.
Yeah.
That's a fancy word for venting.
And it's a lot of drug influences with this stuff. But what comes with that depression and being in that state of mind for such a long time, and you get a little beam of light from these people that's white, you know, white collared and big and suits and ties, and they offer you a little check, and you think, you know, and you sign, you might sign off on something that might, you know, be a whole 360, and you better off not even taking it because you honestly worth more, but you don't know your worth.
See, the thing is, a lot of these kids don't know that they're worth more independent.
Exactly, nigga, they don't know. They don't know none of their worth.
Why do you think I haven't signed yet, bro? You know what I'm saying? With my numbers, I can sign right now. But, like, as of right now, I feel like I have more growing to do.
Yeah.
And these young kids, what happens if they see a major come up to them, right? And they say, oh, we're going to give you a $300,000 advance right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably more. They probably give some of these bigger dudes like a million advance, right?
Yeah.
But what they don't understand is that they owe those expenses back to the label.
Exactly. If you can't you know what I'm saying? We give you back,
you're not, then you're in debt.
Yeah.
And you owe us. So that's why another thing for, like, I'm not putting down major labels because I think everybody at some point should be able to get a major label deal, but just a major label deal that is appropriate to, you know, is fair. Because that's what it's really about, because there are major label deals out there that are fair and that will make you a lot of money.
Yeah, and I think the best deals that if I was to get offered a deal,
the best thing out right now is if you get a distribution deal from a major label.
That's exactly what I was going to say. All I want
instead of a 360, just give me a distribution deal and I'll handle my shit all my own. Exactly. I'm already doing it.
Exactly. And can't nobody produce this product or help me produce this product. You giving me money ain't going to help me produce the product, but it's going to help me get it out. You feel what I'm saying?
Like, exactly.
All I need is help getting it to the areas I can't reach. And once I reach those areas, you'll see that I've been had the talent to get, you know, to impress these people. I just needed the direction.
And that's that the resource aspect.
Yeah.
Because they give you those connections, those plugs, where you can get the exposure, let's say, in L.A., and your music can get heard in Seattle.
Exactly.
And your music can get heard in Phoenix.
You can get heard in Phoenix. You can never even see this place or touch the turf of these places and be popping out there and wouldn't even know it.
And that's kind of like what's been going on with me, right?
Yeah.
Like, just because you know how much I invest in my shit, like,
I'm ready for a talk to you, Nikki. I ain't gonna lie. I'm ready for that day. You be like, yo, bro, I got a sprinter. We finna go on tour right now.
Oh, trust me. I'm waiting for it, bro. So, like, this is what I love because, you know, I don't want to annoy the fans, but we keep reiterating, me and Spaz, that you guys have to, if you're a new musician, you have to invest in yourself, right?
You have to.
Because what I did was,
if you're not investing into yourself, how you expect somebody else to?
That is the whole point. Because if these majors are looking at people, right? They're scouting on Instagram. They're going on Spotify. They're looking at stream numbers, right?
Yeah.
They're going, this kid's an independent artist. He has no major budget behind him, but the little bit of money he does have,
it makes big value.
He's making it count 10 times.
Yeah. So imagine because if we gave this nigga this. Oh, I don't mean to say nigga on this podcast.
You good?
Imagine if we gave this boy this amount and he only was working with what he had and did that. This boy is a star.
Exactly, and that's what they're looking for. They want to be able to see that you can grow your own fan base on your own, and once you establish that and you can show these majors that, hey, look what I just grew on my own with a $50,000 budget, not a $1 million budget. I did this with a $50,000 budget.
Yeah.
Or even less, $25,000, and for some artists even less, $10,000 budget on their first album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and that's the reality of it. With indie artists, we don't have $500,000 to make an album. You know, when you look at a Big Sean or you look at a Pusha T, the label gives them, you know, I don't mean to name drop. I'm just saying major label artists in general. You know, they're given those resources, right? And so basically a major is going to say, wow, this kid didn't have much money and he was able to get 300,000 streams. You know, in a month.
Yeah.
And that sticks out to them because exactly goes back to the point that you said. Imagine if we gave this kid 500 grand for him to put towards his music, what would happen? If he did it with 20, if he did all this with 20 grand, what would his streams look like if we gave him 500 grand?
Exactly.
You know,
this would be a quadruple amount different.
Well, that's when you get your streams going from, let's say, 200,000 a song right? To like, yeah, you're getting close up into like the 500 million stream range. Yeah. Like the Lady Gaga numbers, the pop star, the Drake numbers. Like you look at Drake, his songs have like 100 million streams, 200 million streams. Like that's the big boy numbers, yeah. You know?
That's heavyweights right there.
Heavyweight shit for sure. And like also you brought up the point like mental health, bro.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what we're always going to be kind of, you know, bringing up in this podcast is, you know, how the awareness level is so low and how, you know, especially in the urban communities, the resources to mental health counseling is so limited. So people are having difficulty getting therapy, yeah. Right? Because there's a lot of trauma. There's a lot of trauma in those areas, right?
Yeah.
So, especially, and, you know, I know everybody, I feel like everybody has gone through something in their life, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, even from high-income families to low-income families, I feel like we all had to deal with something. Deaths from our family, deaths, premature deaths from people in our lives that we've loved that were traumatic. And just everybody has dealt with something in their own construct and context of their life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so how we process things might be a little different based on where you're from, but I think that regardless, it needs to be brought up because, you know, look what we had this past year.
Exactly.
With, you know, Mac Miller and Little Peep and, you know, who was one, there was a couple other overdoses or some depressive type deaths, you know, that happened this year. That, oh, well, we look, we had Prince with, you know, got depressed from, you know, the whole opiate thing. And then, you know, we can go back as far as Michael Jackson with all the addictions.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you know, the addiction thing is not a joke. And it's like,
it's not. And a lot of these artists, is
that they think it's cool to like use.
Yeah. And a lot,
they think it's cool to like sip.
A lot of these artists is really crying out for help. Like, and you don't, people miss the red flag because they sound so good, how they expressing themselves, that you would think it's okay. Like, well, he made it seem fashionable. Well, nah, it's not.
See, I got a certain rapper in my head. I don't want to mention his name because I'm not trying to, like, you know,
yeah,
start any drama. But, like, this one man is so talented, and he's been in the game for a while, one of my favorite rappers. But I could hear it now.
Yeah.
Like, in his voice, his latest project, I heard it in his voice. Like, and even some of the titles of the song names.
More Money.
Like, said, help me.
More money, more problems. I feel like sometimes if you don't come into this, if you don't have your head on right prior to getting this fame, you could kill yourself faster with fame. And it's because you're able to access so much more stuff that can kill you and use as minor drugs as you want to use when you're limited, when you're broke.
And then people around you that want to manipulate you for your money. Yeah,
exactly. And you will be so more stressed with more money if your mind game not right. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. That's why and that goes right back to just being stable, doing what you got to do, making the right moves, right? Moving correct.
Exactly.
And just, it just goes back to that core principle of being true to who you were before you are getting into rap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be the real you, because once you get to that level, like you said, the influences that come with that money, there's some pretty big influences. And if they're all doing drugs and they're sipping on lean, shit, that happened to me 5 years ago. I'm in recovery from that shit because I thought it was because the people I was around, I thought I had to fit in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like when you got people with money, getting money with you and everybody's doing it, you know, and that's why I salute Gucci so much, bro, because he kind of did the same thing what I did, but he's, you know, a little more, you know, he's just so much more out there than I am, you know. Yeah. He's someone I'm trying to really get, like, because, man, that man,
he must have
lost 100 pounds. He lost 100 pounds. This man is straight shredded.
Yeah,
shredded, bro. I don't even think this, no, I'm not to ride him like that, like as a fanboy. But I just salute him because I know what he went through because I was addicted to the same exact shit. I had the same withdrawal experience as he did.
Yeah.
And for him to fucking bounce back from that and get shredded, posting videos of him on Instagram in the gym every single day working out, You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm doing. Like, if, you know, when y'all see my Instagram page and me constantly working out, and I think that that is huge. And if you are an artist listening to this, or you know an artist, listen, you're friends with an artist who might be going through this, you know, like, it's not irreversible. You know what I'm saying? You yeah. could, it's fixable. It's fixable. You know, it's, you're never too far gone.
Yeah.
You know,
it's never too late to turn over a new leaf. You know,
never
saying?
Too late.
And it's
ever
not about
in
where
life.
You start, it's all about where you finish.
Exactly. You know, and that's why, like, with this podcast, we're just trying to promote, you know, positivity.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing that, like, you know, NGMG believes in, is just, we're all about positive vibes, like, no
the
negative,
next
negative
generation,
energy.
Man. Because this generation right now currently is screwed. And I don't mean to say that, like, in a bad way, but it's no way to make it sound good. It's just, it is. It's a lot of people out here really mentally fucked, you know what I'm saying? And they're not listening. They didn't got to the point where they're not even listening to other people, you know what I'm saying? Because the people they used to listen to done did them wrong, or, you know.
And you know what? I'm going to be real with you, bro. You're my age, right? You're in your late 20s.
Yeah.
So, like, me and you, we're the same age.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be real with you. We were like the cutoff. Like, we were the cutoff. Like, there was no iPhone when I was in high school, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The iPhone fucking 1 came out when I was like a senior in high school, and that was the whack one. No one even knew how to use that shit. Like, I'm talking about the iPhone, like, 2. That came out when I was, like, a freshman in college in, like, 2008, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't grow up with this texting. That wasn't how we were raised, bro. Me and you, I was outside every day, bro. I was playing with the boys. We were playing hockey. You were playing football. You know what I'm saying? I was constantly outside. I was a people person.
My parents made me go outside.
Yeah. No, I wasn't allowed to say. Like, yeah, were we allowed to play video games, like, on Friday night when it was dark out? Hell yeah. But, like, after school, we didn't want to play video games. You wanted to be at the park playing handball, messing around with the boys.
Activity at school or something. Be a part of sports or something.
Exactly. Play sports. You know, you played sports. I played sports. Like, that's the thing. I feel like this generation, like, you know, the kids that are younger than us, like, the kids that are my little brother's age that are, like, 16, 15, like, they don't know that they were raised totally different than us. Because, like, I didn't have a smartphone in middle school, bro. You know what I had in middle school? We had Instant Messenger, and you had to go on your big, bulky-ass desktop computer with Windows 98.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the old-school days, and you had to do the dial-up?
Yeah.
And you have to wait 30 minutes for your internet to connect? And then you go, and you'd be like, you know, you'd set it up with the little cute girl that you were on the bus with on the ride home.
Yeah,
and you'd
be
like,
yo,
I'm going to highlight you on AOL Instant Messenger. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how we grew up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, there wasn't – texting started, like at the – like, my senior year of high school. We were like, what's a text? Like, I grew up in the Nextel era. We weren't even texting. We were just walkie-talking. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's like, these kids, we didn't, you know, there was no social media, bro, when we were in high school. There was no social – there was Facebook, but Facebook just started, and people were like, what – like, there it wasn't connected to your cell phone yet either, Facebook. Facebook was just a website. There was no Facebook app.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
The first social media website I had was a MySpace.
There
was no Facebook.
That was the first, like, 2004, 2005, MySpace.
That's
but that was one. All desktop. That was all desktop.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was no phone for real. I didn't get a phone to, like you said, high school type time. Like, that's when it was really, people in my age bracket was getting, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, might as well.
Remember we had the razors, the razors and the sidekicks.
Man, I had the flip. I had that and a sidekick. Remember the sidekick?
The sidekick, yeah, the sidekicks, the T-Mobile joints.
Yeah,
yeah. That's how we grew up. Like, this generation, bro, they were raised.
It was no
with
touch
the phone
screen
in their hand.
It barely was touch screen. I think
no, you could barely. You know how long it took us to type text messages?
Hell yeah!
It would take us like 15 minutes to type like two sentences.
I think the first because you got to press the number to get the right letter.
You had to press the number. There wasn't even like a keyboard. You had really, to press like, even really like a number 9 5 either. Times to get W.
Exactly.
Damn, bro. Those are the old days, man. I saw them like, shit, we're getting old, bro.
We're getting old and getting hot right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But, man, like I was saying, though, man, I just want the viewers and the podcasters and the listeners to know that, you know what I'm saying? Long story short, the whole purpose of why this podcast even started today was just, you know, like he said, spread positive vibes out throughout the world. You feel what I'm saying? And let y'all know that, you know, that mental health thing is a primary killer right now in our industry, in our area, in our time, in our generation, however you want to place it. You know what I'm saying? It's a problem. There's no way around it. And it's not, people think mental health is like crazy. Like, oh, you got to be retarded or you got to be lashing out in public. No, some people struggle with
mental, just regular depression.
Yeah, you feel me? Some people struggle with this stuff only behind closed doors and put a smile
exactly.
on their face.
Exactly, and they put a front on that they're good. And that's what needs to be talked. Age now, we got transgenders and all that shit, but I'm talking men. We don't like to show our problems. I'm talking masculine men. Typically, we don't want people to see that we're struggling. You know what I'm saying? It gives us shame because we're not being a patriarch. We're not being a strong man.
Exactly. We're not conquering our individual battles that we have.
Exactly.
It's like, damn, I'm losing. It feels like I'm losing the battle, but I got to put on a smile in front of y'all because y'all can't see me. Y'all can't see me cry.
Exactly. And when you put the fake smile on, it starts eating at you.
Yeah.
And that's when people start getting depressed.
Some people get. I met somebody who had bad mental health issues, and you know what question really teed them off? How everything going with you, man? Like, that used to, like, get under their skin, like, so much. And they told me, they was like, yo, every time somebody just asked me how things going, why you want to know? Ain't like if I told you it was going bad, you was going to do something to change it. It's that bad of an issue. And I'm like, yo, you got to change the way of your perspective, the way you think.
Exactly.
Because your mind,
negativity.
Your brain, yeah, the way you think is what's going to, it's going to reflect off of you. That's your emotion. What you thinking about is going, if you think about something so small, most of these stuff is small that people are dealing with. But if you hold a quarter up to a sky and you look at it for a certain amount of time and you squint a little bit, it'll eventually cover the sun. But is the quarter as big as the sun? No, but that's us making something small so
exactly,
big.
Bro. That was actually a beautiful metaphor, too.
Exactly, bro. That's why I'm saying, like, we will make something so small so big if we keep looking at it. And that's our thing.
And dwelling on it. And dwelling on it.
Dwelling on it so much that it's actually becoming bigger than what it is.
Yeah, and that's, bro, you bring up a great point, and it's like, you know, just trying to bring awareness to the people, man, and it's, you know, and hopefully everybody could start taking this a little more seriously, and I mean, I think that was a pretty beefy podcast. We gave them a lot to think about, right? We gave them a lot to digest.
Just a little vital information,
a little wisdom, just a little bit of wisdom. You know, just a little psychoeducation for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to just help out the next guy.
You feel me? But before we, you know, close things out, I have to promote. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to do
promote,
it.
Promote. Get it.
Hold on.
Go ahead, my guy.
Hold on. I got daddy doing his job. There you go, mama. But yeah, before, you know, I gotta get my promo on before anything, and I just want to say, you know, Jump Off the Roof just dropped last Saturday. You can find that on any music atmosphere platform: Apple Music, iTunes, Tidal, Spotify, Napster, whatever one you may use. Even Google Play Music. You can ask Siri. You can ask what's the name, Alexa, whatever. You feel me, Siri or Alexa? You choose. You know what I'm saying? Jump Off the Roof just came out, and today,
get on that.
Woe just came out, you know what I'm saying? And I've been on the wave with making music, and I have a tape that's going to drop called Vibes Gone Viral. Definitely going to be something that y'all should look into.
Y'all heard that? Vibes Gone Viral. Vibes Gone Viral. Dropping soon.
And you know, me and Nick got mad stuff in the bag, and it's crazy that it's none. It's, you know, it's not even out yet, but y'all stay tuned. Trust me.
Oh, we got plenty more things in the cut. So listen, y'all. That's my boy, Surf Spaz. Give him the IG one more time, bro. Give him the IG one more time. Man,
Surf Spaz, you can find me, like I said, any and everywhere, Surf Spaz. That's SURFSPAZZ. You know why? Because I got to. That's why.
Ride the wave, baby. Ride the wave. So, y'all, thank y'all for listening in today. All right? We got to keep bringing y'all real content. All right? Keep it up. Appreciate the love, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Peace, my guy.
All right. Hold it down, man.
All right, baby.